Okay, good. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. Let's turn to Mary. One of the beautiful titles of Mary that came from Vatican II is Mary was proclaimed as Mater Ecclesiae, meaning Mary is the Mother of the Church. So let's pray to Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's turn to the Holy Spirit. What is the role of the Holy Spirit within the Church? Jesus is the head of the Church. We're the members. The Holy Spirit is the soul of the Church, meaning the life-giving principle. So the Holy Spirit being the soul of the Church gives life to the mystical body. Let's pray to him. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, granted by the same Spirit, we may be truly wise, and ever rejoice in his consolation, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us. So that's going to be our topic today. We're going to be talking about the Church. Sometimes you hear this among wandering, disgruntled Catholics. You know, I really love Jesus. I love the Gospel. I love his miracles. I love his preaching. I love his teaching. But I don't like the Church. Therefore, I don't want to go to the Church. But you can't do that. You know why? Because Jesus is present in the Church. The last words in Matthew chapter 28 were, go out to all nations, teaching them what I taught you, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then the last words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 28 were, and behold, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. So if Jesus ascended into heaven, where he sits at the right hand of God the Father, as we pray in the Creed every time we go to Mass on Sunday. So if he's ascended to heaven and he's sitting at the right hand of God the Father, then where is he? He said, I'll be with you always until the end of the time, end of time. He's present in this mystical body, which is called the Church. So today I'd like to give you a short catechetical teaching on the Church, which traditionally has been explained in three parts. There's what is called the Church triumphant, the Church militant, and the Church suffering. So let's go through those three different parts of the Church. Church triumphant, the Church militant, and the Church suffering. So let's start with the Church triumphant. Who are those? We have the verb in English to triumph. What does that mean? To triumph means to win. Like if a baseball team wins against another team, that team is triumphant. They won the game. So those who have made it to the eternal Hall of Fame in heaven, called the Hall of Fame, are the saints. That's the Church triumphant. So you should get in the habit of really getting to know the saints, reading the lives of the saints, talking to the saints, loving the saints. You know, the Beatles used to sing this song, Get a Little Help from My Friends. Now, I'm sure the Beatles were not thinking about the saints, but maybe we can interpret it that way. Get a little help from my friends. Who are your friends? Your best friends are the saints that are in heaven with God. And they're with God and they're praying for you so that you can make it to heaven. So that's called the church triumphant. Okay, let's go below. The church militant. We see the word military. If you've been confirmed, and some of you have been confirmed, is when you're confirmed, the bishop said that now you're a soldier for Christ. When I was confirmed many years ago, the bishop used to hit you in the cheek. So I was thinking when the bishop is going to hit me in the cheek, I was thinking maybe ducking so that he would hit the little boy next to me. I actually didn't do that. But the tapping in the cheek, it wasn't a real strong slap, it was a tap on the cheek. It was very symbolic of the fact that we are soldiers for Christ. We get to fight the good fight. We got to run the good race. We have to win the merited crown that is waiting for us in heaven. So we're soldiers of Christ. Now what do we have to fight against? Basically three enemies. The devil, who plays mind games on us. He tries to trick us. He tries to deceive us. Jesus calls the devil the father of all lies and a murderer from the beginning. Then, the world. The world can try to trick us into believing that there's true happiness in this life. Eat, drink, and be merry. Live it up. It's Miller time. Go for it. So, the world is another one of our enemies. Jesus says, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. And the third enemy would be the flesh. The flesh that does not want to obey the Spirit. We want to give in to our appetites, our passions, our desires. So those are the three enemies that the church militant, we have to confront, fight against with God's grace. Then finally, the last part of the church, this is all the mystical body of Christ, which we call the church, is called the church suffering. Who would that be? That would be the souls in purgatory. Now, if you die, you die in the state of sanctifying grace. Then, you're saved. But if you still have to be purified of venial sins, or you haven't expiated enough for your mortal sins, then you can't go to heaven right away. You have to go to purgatory. So the purgatory is a manifestation of God's justice and his mercy. How long do you have to spend time in purgatory? Well, it depends upon the degree of selfishness that we died with. If we died in God's grace, but we were still selfish, it's kind of like peeling an onion. If you ever peel an onion, you know the different layers of the onion. The further ones, the thicker, then they become thinner and thinner and thinner, then there's no more onion. So the fire of God's love has to burn away all of our selfishness. So there you have it, my friends. There you have a catechetical explanation of the church. So we really can't say, well, I love Jesus Christ, but I don't like the church. Because those who reject the church, which is the mystical body of Christ, they are rejecting Jesus Christ. So remember, the three different dimensions of the church, and you're part of the church. You've got the church, triumphant, that would be the saints that are in heaven with God for all eternity. The saints that want to pray for you and pray for me. The saints that want us to imitate their virtues. So that's the church triumphant. The church militant, we have the word military, army. That's us who are living. We're fighting tooth and nail, day and night, to make it to heaven. We must recognize that we have enemies. Enemies from without and from within. And the enemy would be the devil, who plays mind games, try to trick us into offending God through sin. Then it is the world in which we live. True happiness can be found here. It's not true. Our Lady said, to Saint Bernadette, Our Lady of the Lourdes said that true happiness can only be found in heaven. And then, the church suffering the souls in purgatory. We should do all we can to help the souls in purgatory to make it to heaven. So I hope and pray that all of you, listening to this presentation of the church, will love the church, will pray for the church, will try to become holy members of the church. You are the living stones, as St. Peter says. You do all you possibly can, if you've walked away from the church, to come back to the church. And also see if you can bring someone to church. All of you probably have some family member that has walked away from the church. It's up to you now to be a missionary, to be an apostle. Bring that person back to church. And as St. James says, he who brings back a wandering soul to God will save his soul and expiate a multitude of sins. So don't forget, turn to Mary, the Mother Church, and I invite all of you to share this message on the church to as many people as you possibly can. Amen.